Don't be like the Proverbs said when somebody come up and they speak fair, don't believe him. For there are seven abominations in his heart. His heart is not with thee. But his heart wasn't with him. He's going to vomit that up, that monster. Execute the judgment of truth in your gates and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your heart against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. Now that's something the Lord said over in Corinthians. I'm going to turn over there. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Judge ourselves. Now, we want to judge everybody else. But we all want to sit in the judgment seat against somebody else. But the Bible says, let's judge ourselves. Then we should not be judged. But what I want to bring out about this scripture is that we are sick and we are weakly. We are weak and sickly and many sleep. Why? Because it told you, not discerning the Lord's body. You see that brother or that sister next to you? That's the Lord's body. If they are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, saved by his grace through faith, then that's the body of Christ. And if you don't discern them right as the body of Christ, there's a scripture that talks about every joint supplies nourishment. And if you cut yourself off from a part of the body that's going to supply you some nourishment, what's going to happen to you? You're going to lack nourishment. You're going to get sick. You're going to get weakly. And if you don't get that nourishment, you're going to die. So be careful how we treat one another. Be careful how we discern the Lord's body. We need to discern the Lord's body because not everybody that say they're in the body of Christ are in the body of Christ. Amen. You don't want to take what's holy and give it to a dog or cast it to a pearl to a swine because they will trample it under feet and they will turn again and rend you. They'll tear you apart. But you do want to discern the Lord's body. Amen, church. Hallelujah. We're in the time of the revealing of the man of sin, the Antichrist. And when that time comes, the ones that are unholy are going to remain unholy still. And the ones that are filthy are going to remain filthy still.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, our Heavenly Father.
Lord, bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah.
Behold, what manner
bless you, oh God,
of love is this?
Yes, Lord.
That we should be called sons of God. Now are we the sons of God?
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Will you please catch yourself right now before I go any further and see about changing your face? Because I have to look at your faces, just like you have to look at mine. And if you remember how I told you how to do that, anybody remember? You're not going to walk in here and do it right here. So it should be a changing of your face when you meet your brother, your sister. How do you look at
him?
How do they look at you?
Hallelujah.
What are you looking for?
Yes.
What you're looking for, does it affect the way your face is? Well, what are you looking for? You won't answer me? I was under the impression we were all looking for Jesus to come. And now, it's nearer than when you first started looking. Don't you realize it? It's like I said to you this morning, that we do not fight against flesh and blood. So you're not going to win this battle with your flesh. You just overcome it. Why do you resist that kind of instruction? Can you give me a reason? What do you expect to accomplish by it?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, our Heavenly Father. Thank you, our Heavenly Father.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to leave you all behind. I'll go about my Father's business.
Amen.
Since you folk don't need any warnings.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You're all so secure in your own conceit.
Hallelujah.
And you sure don't need a prophet.
Because
that prophet got the word of God in his mouth.
Hallelujah.
And we just don't need that word.
God.
We believe our word is far more important than God's word.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I thought, or I think.
My Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus. Bless you.
If you were sitting in a dining hall.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You heard me talk to Jonathan. Because all the other boys had already left.
Oh, hallelujah.
And you do know that there's certain men in that dining hall that are considered chief men.
Amen.
By the way I call it, the way I respond to it. Do you know I consider Jonathan a chief man? Stan a chief man?
Him
a chief man?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So what you chief men do affects what I'm trying to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I have to speak to the whole house, don't I? So Jonathan said something under his breath. Not too many of you were there because most of you have already gone off your own way. Have I dealt with this talking under your breath or talking back?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Many times.
Huh? Well, you know why you don't stop it? Because you think you're right.
Oh, Jesus.
And you don't realize that when you're doing that, you're telling somebody else he's not right about this or he's not right about that.
No.
So there I am. Now what am I going to do?
Right.
See? So as I was walking back up from the dining hall, Jonathan came walking by, and I reminded him of something he preached some years ago. He preached a message about recovering yourself.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I said, you're now in the process again, of Jonathan, of recovering yourself.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
He fell from his own steadfastness.
Amen.
Well, you have to recover. So you fell from your own steadfastness.
Yes,
you begin to deny inadvertently what God told you not to deny.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
If any man be my disciple, God, he deny himself.
Yes. Hallelujah.
If you're going to be follow me as I follow Christ, then you're going to deny yourself.
Yes,
you can't put yourself in front of me.
No.
No. No.
See, unless you receive this,
right.
And not just in the head, but
right.
Yeah, from the heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From the heart.
Right.
Amen.
Then Jonathan, because I told when he did it in the dining hall, I again called to it. How many was there? Huh? Most of you didn't hear what he said, did you? Huh? And so he wanted to tell me what he was saying. Hey, Jonathan, can you tell me again how you said that to me?
Specifically what I said?
Yeah, you explained to me what... Then I said something, and you,
Right.
You know what you said?
Yeah. That I said,
You said this.
You were reproving us for thinking that we don't need the prophet. And I said, the other way around, you don't need me, Brother Sarah, but I did it in a discouragement. Spirit of discouragement.
See what I'm saying? Because I was saying, you folk are acting like you don't need the prophet.
My Lord.
He said, that's just not true. In essence. Because I'm discouraged because you're trying to tell me you don't need me. Well, I don't need you as you are.
My Lord.
I'm going to be the prophet without you. But I can be a better prophet with you. God's going to be God without us. But he'll be a better God, a greater God, if we'll magnify the God there. Christ in you?
Yes.
Yeah. down that you need the prophet. Your mind hasn't set it down that you need God.
Glory!
Your compromise says, I don't need God. No God.
Amen.
And that's part of the battle.
Yes, sir.
Your fleshly mind popped up. Did not Enoch quote a scripture to me?
Praise the Lord.
When I looked back for you to call from you again, you were gone.
Praise the Lord.
And then I made a comment about that.
Amen.
How many times over the years have I been able to use Enoch? Because I always was amazed how this man could recall scriptures.
Amen.
And I'd always, Enoch, recall that one you used this morning concerning the fleshly mind.
Truly into those things that they have not seen. They be plucked up by their fleshly mind.
Now, can you understand that you have a man here who has seen things that you haven't seen?
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
For instance, I see God's love for you. I see your love for God. Oh, there. Otherwise, I wouldn't mess with you at all.
Glory God.
Do you see? A lot of time you don't see the love of God in your brother and sister.
Thank you, Lord.
Because the love of God for them is not in you.
Thank
something
Lord.
You don't see.
Yes, love.
Then you intrude into that area.
Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Would you quote it again, please?
Amen.
Intruding into those things that they have not seen, vainly plucked up by their flesh and mind.
That's what's messing up the whole prophecy world. They all think they see.
Right.
Oh, bless you. Hallelujah.
And when I hear the prophecy or hear what I see what they don't see.
Thank you, Father.
What for went you out to see, Jesus said.
Hallelujah.
Is that so? Now what was that referring to?
John the Baptist.
What was John?
A prophet.
What was John? Isn't that something? I can't get the one straight answer out of you people. He was the sign of the first coming of Christ. He'd been prophesied he would come. So indelibly was it prophesied that the religious leaders went out one day and they said, hey, who are you?
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And he gave a good answer. He answered them.
Yes.
They didn't like his answer.
No.
How about you? Do you like my answer sometimes?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, bless us.
What's the silence all about?
Amen.
You so hard to acknowledge the truth, huh?
Oh God!
It really is me, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It really is.
Yes, Lord.
Standing in your own iniquity in the way of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then you want to use that? I don't hear or I don't understand. Why don't you understand? How is it that you do not understand my speech?
Amen.
Is it because you cannot hear my words? Well,
no.
I see, Brother Jonathan, we did pretty good this morning. We didn't hear my words, can't they?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't that something?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You can't hear my words?
Amen.
You know, I got myself a wireless earphone.
Yes.
So I can walk around. So I can hear myself.
Amen.
And boy, I can't tell you how my own preaching inspires me.
Hallelujah.
I hear myself.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I'll say something. Wow.
Hallelujah.
How about this one? This is the voice.
Hallelujah.
This is the voice.
Yes.
Hey, this one is.
Yes.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
And the day you hear, don't harden.
That's
say, yeah, that's the voice.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hey. told you about that. You're not on the wrong path.
Amen.
Come on now. Thank God.
You're on the right path.
Thank God.
But we've made it crooked.
Yeah. Jesus.
We diverted ourselves though.
Wow.
Straight from the path.
Yes.
So now make it straight. You know where the path leads you.
Right now.
Path of righteousness.
Yes.
Righteousness for thy name's sake. You didn't know that either?
Yes, sir, brother.
Lead me in the path.
Oh, righteousness.
Come on.
Hey.
You can't say it.
Right.
You're tongue-tied.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lead me.
Along
the way, Lord, if you lead me, I won't stray. No way. Now, I was going to pray with me, but I don't think I even brought my Bible. Because I know what God wants me to talk about.
Amen.
And that's one reason why I say to you people, I mean it too. I much rather you stay up. I can preach by myself.
Yes.
I do it all day long.
All right now.
Amen.
I need to be looking at your faces.
Praise the Lord.
No, I know.
Now.
Amen. That's all right.
Thank you, Lord.
But when I do go in and preach, most of you folks still don't listen. I wonder how many of you folks are consciously waiting for 2 o'clock. That's my time for resting, Brother Stair. And then I talk to you. What did you do this morning? And I use this phrase in such an hour. Well, Pastor, every day at 2 o'clock you don't come on, but I've come on enough. And somebody say, are you live? I'm always live.
Amen.
You turn that thing on any time of day and I'm alive.
Amen. Amen.
The Word of God's not found. I can be bound up in a prison house. The Word of God's not found.
Amen.
I can be bound by this old flesh, but the Word of God's not found. Think God put me on for 24 hours and I'm a dead preacher?
No.
With a dead message? Can anybody tell me what are the main thrust of the message that I preached to you over the years in order to prepare you? Take a shot at it. Well, Pastor, we say, I promise you, if you don't give me the right answer, I will tell you it's not the right answer.
Yes.
Ain't I faithful?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll also say if you give me the right answer, that's the truth.
Amen.
Now somebody tell me what the main thrust that I've tried to tell you people about. Keep your eyes
on
Calvary. You missed that? Anybody here did not hear that? Anybody at all?
Glory.
I've been preaching that ever since the year 2000.
Yes.
Then I even tell you why.
Thank you, Lord. Remember
when you say,
yes, Lord.
Don't you know that there's certain things that have to transpire for that scripture to come to pass?
Yes.
Don't you think that somebody should be able to tell you it's on the verge?
Hallelujah.
Hey, nothing. Look.
Right.
Oh, that's so hard. That's a hard saying. I'm so hard in my heart. It's a hard saying, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Remember you now, I preach it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Wow. I guess I didn't do it, Lord.
Oh, gee. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because you don't think hardening your heart and forgetting things is a sin, do you? Amen. One of the first sins that the Israelites did that infuriated God Amen. Was they sure forgot.
Yeah.
They forgot who Moses took off to talk to God. They didn't know God. They didn't know Moses.
Right.
They sure forgot that it was God that brought them out of Egypt. Amen. It was God that used Moses to bring them out of Egypt. Yeah. So where's this Moses? You're up to talking to God.
Right.
Well, we don't know what he's doing, so he's going to make another God.
Amen.
That's what they did.
Yes.
That's why they did it.
Yes.
And they actually said, this is the God. My God. They actually said it.
That's right.
They made this golden calf. Look what we gave all our gold and our silver. So we made this God.
Amen.
That's what they're doing. We're making our own God.
Yes. Yes.
Why the hell don't you people understand that spiritual truth?
Amen.
Why? Why are you sitting there? Why do you just keep on giving over to your...
Hallelujah.
I tried to explain to him. I said, I understand what you're doing, but other people here, but they don't quite understand what you're doing, so they wonder what you're doing it for.
Yes, Lord.
Then I mentioned to him how somebody heard him sit up there one day in service and talk about my concubines. He said, I said, no. You know what he said to me? He said, I did it. He said, I actually did it.
Hello.
Jesus.
Well, did he say to what he wanted people to hear with him? And what's his purpose for saying it? What's your intent?
Jesus.
You see my point?
Right.
You want to bring me down? What, you think you're going to show me my sin and you're going to bring me down?
No.
Huh? You can't because my sins are gone.
Right.
And yours are too.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that wonderful? When you realize your sins are gone, you won't recognize sin so much as somebody else's because they're gone. You'll find Christ, and when you find Christ, Christ in every you in Christ, no sin.
Hallelujah!
All by faith, isn't it? All by faith.
Hallelujah! Bless you, Lord.
I told you, brothers, even now. You sit here and you start talking back to me, trying to in some way correct me or make sure I ain't getting it right. And somebody sitting next to you, they might even know what you're trying to do. What is your intent?
Now, Lord.
Hold me up or pull me down.
Oh, Jesus.
Huh.
I'm
in trouble again, ain't I? What is your intent for sitting here like you're listening but you're not? You know how important it is for you to listen?
Amen.
You know how important it is for me to talk?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We spend over $100,000 a month, so my voice,
glory to God,
is being heard?
Glory.
And you don't think you put no credibility in that?
My Lord.
That you don't think you need to hear it?
Oh, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I speak to your shame.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Were they ashamed? No, they're not ashamed. We need to get some shame for our own iniquity.
Yes,
that just shines right out and replaces the Christ in you.
Yes, Lord God.
Moves God right out of your life.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Iniquity will be
your room.
And we have been so fortunately told about iniquity. We've also been told about sin.
Amen.
Very clearly. Where sin abounds, and boy, have we been abounding sinners.
Amen. Glory.
See, what you're learning to find out now is that a lot of things you're doing is sin.
Yes,
Lord. So sins are bound. Right.
Everywhere you look, brother.
Yes.
So let the words of my mouth.
Hallelujah.
In the meditation of my heart.
Hallelujah.
If I know my heart, you know.
Hallelujah.
You don't know your own heart. Your own heart deceived. Who's it going to deceive? Why, you, first of all. Don't do that, please. I am not being deceived from my heart. Because I don't have my heart. I have God's heart. God's not being deceived. God's not deceived. The devil can go all day long and say, that one ain't saved, and God said, go to hell, Satan. They are saved. You get it? He can charge you all day long. And God's going to say, who are you to charge anything to this one that I elected to say? So I can run. Said the wrong word.
There wait upon the Lord till he knew.
Go out of here and we have a foot race. You who's going to win it? No, I'm going to win it.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You might even come in first.
Glory.
As long as I come in, I still win.
Hallelujah.
And I promise you, if I start a race,
hallelujah,
I will finish. You may outrun me, but you won't outrun me. They that run, run. Boys, and I don't care how fast you run, you just pace me. The more you run, the more
glory.
We're all running, you know, and I ain't got tired yet. Not tired of running. I might get tired of running with you, so I'll change partners and I'll run with him because he finished. Boy, you think that kind of wording. Are you peanut brain mind you? Never mind. Keep your eyes on Jerusalem. I even tried to tell you that. Because, right? See, I put those scriptures together. Oh, do I have to do it again? When you see. That's why Brother Frederick the other day was so excited when he heard that they were putting video cameras.
Amen.
What do you do with video cameras?
See. Hallelujah! Glory!
I asked you, what is video? You won't answer me! Just so you can see!
Hallelujah!
People are kind of saying, why'd you go on television? Because God would be heard, not seen. Wherefore were you out to see, Jesus said.
Glory.
A prophet?
Lord.
But he's more than a prophet. He don't look like it when you look at him in his eye. Clothed in camel's hair. Preaching a message, repent.
Hallelujah.
See how many folks see what I'm talking about? Look at your faces.
Amen.
How are you going to identify that messenger? By his voice. What are you? He said, I'm the voice.
There
are many prophets, many prophets. Israel was filled with prophets.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, God.
they were false prophets, because if you don't recognize the truth, then you're a false prophet. I don't care what you say. You are. If you don't recognize the truth, then you're a false brother. You're a false friend. It's not what you say, what you do. It's what you say, what you are, that you're not. That's what makes you false. God's not a false God. He is the true and the living God. He's still God. See him coming on a cloud. He's still God. Hallelujah. See, when I preach like this, I say, boy, see, because inside of me, I'm just on fire, man. It's just burning inside me. And I'm sitting, I'm trying to get hot as a burning bunch of dry wood up. Yeah, Timothy, you're the one who convinced me about that one.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You hear me, boy? I heard you preach one day about the word of God being in my mouth as fire, and then you brought a part that I didn't even know was in there, although I read it. How many times have you read things in the book, and now all of a sudden you find out you read it, and then God opens it up to you and say, wow, I didn't see that before.
Right.
No, you're not living by revelation.
He's alive.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you.
For God has revealed them unto us.
Oh, yes.
By his Spirit. Brings a revelation.
Right.
These men that prophesy the end time, they're using a letter.
Right.
They're using calculations or figures.
Right.
Now, that's good. But I try to tell you, you're not going to find the truth by calculating.
Right.
What you do when you hear the truth, then you can calculate. You go back and you get scripture and verse to back it up.
Right.
But you're not going to take the scripture and verse and come by revelation.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
bless you, Jesus.
Bless you, Jesus.
You are stubborn.
Yes, Lord.
You're not going to know this prophet by the letter of the word.
No, it's not.
You're not going to know your brother and sister.
No.
Because they're not, the letter's going to kill them.
Yeah.
You try to judge your brothers by the letter, they're going to die. You're going to kill them, or they'll kill you. The letter kills them.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You're your
life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise. That's what the word, the law was. It was letter. Jesus came by and put some spirit to that letter. And the law was brought dead. He put spirit to it. He gave you hope of life from death. Wow! Woo! And though he was dead, yet he speaks. My God! Does anybody here know the word of God at all?
Thank
you, Jesus.
Bless you, Lord.
Glory, glory.
You children, you're not in the dark. The whole world's dark. People are walking in darkness. Governments, prophets, preachers, teachers. But you're not in the dark. You're children of the light. You don't stumble over everything somebody does. You think I'm going to stop preaching because there's many false prophets? No, sir. Hallelujah. I can name them too. What do you think you are? I'm the one who's going to be used of God to end this thing. So don't threaten me. Don't threaten me. Try to move me out of the way and try to replace me. It ain't going to be. Hey, old world, you're not going to replace God. He's the only God. And when you're all done, the whole world is going to bow down and say, he is wrong. Everybody's going to do it. God's going to win this race. We are more than conquerors. My God, you think by this time, I have some of you folks could already tell you stuff. So full of you.
Hallelujah.
I want to talk about Jerusalem because there's two things I want to talk about if I can just get past this damn house here. This iniquitous house. What am I supposed to do when I had it delivered to me that God said that the last thing God would deal with to make his people ready for his coming is their iniquity?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You know how careful I got to be that I don't say I'm the last day prophet from a Nicholas heart.
Amen.
Do you understand it? You know how careful you need to be when you say we are the church.
We are. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Our iniquity doesn't show it.
No.
Our flesh doesn't show it.
No.
It does not yet appear.
No.
Glory. Glory.
So we are the church.
Yes.
We are the bride.
Amen.
It doesn't look that way.
Jesus.
But you got to make sure you're not just bolting it out
right.
out of your flesh.
Amen.
It's very sobering.
Yes.
Right.
You know, if I say to you that I'm the last day prophet of God, and then I don't try to explain what I mean by that. And what credit do I get if I say it and it's not true?
Amen.
If I say it and it's not true, then what does that make me?
Right.
If God says something and it's not true, then what does that make God?
Right.
What's the matter with you?
Yes.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Is that what you're becoming? Christians are all becoming liars? Did you lie on God when you said God showed me he was a prophet of God?
No.
Did you lie?
No.
Hello. You know why you're doing that? Because you don't hit it right on the head.
Yeah. Oh, God. Jesus.
Somehow this iniquitous generation, boy. God's trying to save us out of it.
Yes,
hallelujah.
He doesn't want to do away with your will. I'm telling you, that's what your iniquity, my will, I will. No good.
No good.
No good.
Oh, God.
Why won't they receive this, Lord? What? I asked you, please, again. When I came out, it was 10 minutes after 10. I came out of the dining room at 10 o'clock. I said, now look, I got to go and work. I even said, don't come here.
Right, that's true.
But you come and knock on the door anyway, huh? Let me in, brother.
Save you,
I've done this in Christ's name. I've done that in Christ's name. So I have a right.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Come right in here, sit down, put yourself to the table, and choose what you're going to eat, what you're not going to eat, because you're kind of picky.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Believe it or not, some of you are sitting right here murmuring again, and people out there hearing.
Because
murmuring is a spirit.
Amen.
It's a Jonathan even told me. He said, why did they? Because I was depressed. Is that the word he used? Discouraged, he said. See? So he's murmuring.
Be
not dismayed.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Is that what's wrong with some of you? Discouraged?
Oh, Lord.
Encouraged. You know what God said to Joshua? Be not dismayed.
Amen.
I remember when God first gave that to me, I said, come on, God.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Be not worried.
Yeah.
I said, Bob, I'm worried, God.
Amen.
He said, well, I told you, don't be.
Yeah.
Just don't be worried.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing right.
Right.
Just keep on doing it. But you will.
Yes.
Quote it. Be not weary and well doing, for you will reap. For you will reap. My God, come on. Come on, you will
reap.
The due season is about here. Before the sun comes up, and you'll find some food.
Right.
It won't look like
Hallelujah.
Like homemade bread.
Right.
You won't recognize what it is.
Right.
Glory. Yes, sir,
glory.
That's where the scripture comes in. Give us this day.
Amen.
What is our daily bread?
Word.
What does the word of God say? His mercy.
Mercy.
is renewed every morning. So get up early and get your daily bread. Just go to the oven and pull out the bread. Yesterday's mercy is no good. It got you through yesterday, but it won't get you through today. So you got some mercy for today. You infidels, you hell raisers. What the hell are you even listening to me for? You don't believe I'm telling the truth?
Hallelujah.
Go to hell, Satan.
Amen.
Every last one of you.
Amen.
Out there, in here, wherever you are, in the house or out, God's going to clean the house. Go to hell, you. You love hell so much, you raise so much hell.
Right.
You must love it.
Oh, God.
Never heard that expression? When two of you get upset and they argue, raise hell with each other?
Yeah.
Huh? Then separate
them.
Amen.
Your tongue's like a world of iniquity, full of fire.
Jesus.
It burns and it separates.
Hallelujah.
Say something to somebody and just put the fire right to them.
Oh, mercy, Lord.
Amen.
Have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You notice I won't let it separate me, though.
That's right. Right
now. Nothing. You have the privilege to love me and the blessing to love me, but I ain't going to let you not loving me separate me from His love.
No way.
Under your charges, your condemnations, your judgment, I'll let nothing separate me from His love. Oh. How He loves you. That's what you ought to do when you look at a brother or sister who's in weakness. You ought to see somebody who God loves. And you know what? You can love somebody that God loves. You can hate somebody that God hates. But God does all things.
Well.
Amen. He ain't doing me right. You would. Even let that thought come through your mind, would you?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
You know, when God revealed Himself in the garden, He revealed Himself in a very angry God.
Hallelujah.
And for 4,000 years, His revelation to man was always done in an anger.
Yes. Nice,
cut them up, cut them out.
He sure did.
He seemed to take away every hope.
Yes.
Oh, what do you think took place in Egypt when He was delivering him? And He said He had Pharaoh kill all the boy babies.
Lord.
You know what the Bible said happened?
Cried.
It said the women wept and cried.
Yes.
What the heck? You don't know that?
Amen.
Come on! What would you do if all at once He allowed the government to come and take away all our kids?
Oh,
would you cry?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, that's what He did there.
Right.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen.
God did. God. Cool God, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very cool, man. Yeah, He was. Very angry.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Jesus. The Old Testament proved what kind of God He was.
Yeah.
Very severe.
Right.
Very straight.
Yeah.
So Jesus came to make the Father in Him known. Oh, I don't know why you missed this. I don't know why you keep kicking back on me. Jesus was God in the flesh, and His purpose was to make the character of God the Father known. So when you pray, you cry, Father. He sent His Spirit into our heart whereby we cry,
Yeah, Father.
Yes, Father. How, Father?
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
How often?
Amen.
I would have gathered you together under that protective wing that God gave me. But you would not. Oh, I weep over that every day. Especially when I go to somebody and watch how they react.
Oh,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
They keep thinking evil of me.
Oh, bless you.
You know, truth shuts your mouth, doesn't it?
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord God.
Your mouth, your tongue is a whirl of iniquity.
Iniquity, yes, Lord God.
Unruly.
Lord.
You need to be told what to say.
Yes, Lord.
Because you don't let God speak to you and tell you what to say. You're gonna say wrong every time.
Yeah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Your mouth is just going to wag and wag and wag.
Yes, Lord.
You need the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
he can control that tongue.
Glory.
Isn't that something? When you get the Holy Ghost, the first thing he does is take control of your tongue.
Yes.
Isn't that something amazing?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
And you don't even know what he's saying, do you? Unless you get... Huh?
Hallelujah.
Boy, you mock me.
Bless you,
Jesus. You mock me. Why wouldn't you all speak with tongues?
Amen.
That'll shut your mouth up on.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
But you love it too much.
Yes, Lord.
We love iniquity.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus.
Amen.
That's why you ought to find a place of quiet rest.
Yes, Lord. Oh, yes.
You give it up. And cry, not my will.
Not my will.
And not just rhetoric. Not just saying the nice words. Because they sound so nice.
Hallelujah.
Now, Jerusalem.
Amen.
Are y'all listening?
Amen.
Somewhere in this world right now at midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
Isn't that something? How you folk can sit right here and I can tell you that right now it's about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning over there in Australia.
Right.
Them folk get up early in the morning on Saturday morning.
Amen.
They gather from different places, 3 or 4 sisters. The question I got the other day came from a man in New Zealand that even don't have no fellowship with these sisters. They're all there.
Amen.
But can you tell us how to get together? Well, I tried that with different times, and they get together and then they fall out.
Amen. Oh, God.
Mr. Petko?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Nobody knows Mr. Petko.
Yeah. Amen. Oh, bless you.
Hey, Omar, how did you find him? How did he find you?
Amen.
A voice.
Glory.
You ever heard Mr. Petko's voice on the radio?
Yep.
Nobody remembers. Why, you would have thought I'd found a dyed-in-the-wool man who was never going to...
Yeah, that's right.
The last time I heard from him, he said, I found out that you're an adulterer. So I go to Pastor Roberts. Of course, good compadre, huh?
Oh, Jesus.
Familiar spirit.
You know how these men all denied me? After they got to know me?
Mm-hmm.
If they'd have just known the Christ, they knew me because Christ was in me.
Hallelujah.
Now they deny that.
Hallelujah.
Know you not that Christ is in you?
Amen.
Don't deny your brother.
Amen.
Don't do that.
Amen.
Don't do it.
Amen.
Have your way, Lord Jesus.
Wow. And you're going to sit here and tell me. I tried to tell you yesterday about Brother Mark. Hey, Brother Eric.
Yes, sir.
Did I respond to your email?
Yes, sir.
How?
You showed up at the house.
Did I talk to you about it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
And tomorrow we'll have it done.
Hallelujah.
With your help or without it.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because when I put him up there, I told him this is just temporary. Yes, I did.
Yes, you did, brother.
Yeah. He didn't have very much money at that time.
Right.
If I could have found him a place that he could have carried rent,
right,
I'd have put him in it right away.
Right.
Even if I'd had to pay 3 or 4 months rent for him to get him in it.
Right.
So I did find a place he could live.
You did.
And I put him in it. But I said, you don't make this permanent. Can I have a chicken? No. Can I have a goat? No. Can I have flowers? No. This is not going to be your home.
God bless you.
You are the thing that's now that's bothering us to move him? He planted a bunch of flowers out there. He's going to want the flowers moved.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Probably got them all in. Should have them already in pots ready to go.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you,
Jesus. I wonder how you would have reacted to that, brother, sister, because when I was talking with him after the other day was up there, he stood on the street and he was bawling like a baby, tears rolling out of his eyes. I love you, Brother Starr. Mm-hmm. I said, no, you don't.
That's right.
I said, you go contrary to everything I tell you.
Amen.
I might tell you something that you don't like, but do it anyway, because that could be the means of restoring.
Oh, right.
I could be using that method to see whether I could bring you back.
Right.
You damn fool.
Jesus.
Amen, brother.
How many times do I ask you? See, why do I ignore Robert and won't talk to him? Huh? And why do you go to somebody else and grumble because they don't talk? Why do you come to me?
Oh, Jesus.
I'll tell them why. See, you're all a bunch of Peter Pan's. You want to run this place. How would you restore these people?
Oh, God.
How would you do it?
Growth, Lord.
How do you do it with this old guy here? Still afraid to walk in his house. Now Jesus came to your house. He just came on his
back. Oh God.
He just walked in here. Where did he find your heart?
Amen.
I think you read that song that says you might find some magazine on the table that shouldn't be there. Or some DVDs that shouldn't be there. Or some music records with it.
Amen.
Any music in your house that has a beat to it, you ought to throw it out. Because that beat beats God. You know. Watch how the world uses their music. I heard somebody the other day was singing the Amazing Grace. They said, you'll never heard it like this. When I turned that thing, I said, that's not the Amazing Grace. I know. Yeah. Amazing Grace, how sweet thou sound, and saved a wretch like me. Yeah. Had a sister, she been sending me some songs. She said, I'm a songwriter, please use them. I give you permission. And I pluck them up, and all I hear is that beep, beep, beep.
Hello.
No way.
Amen.
It's all flesh.
Hello.
When you get up and do all your wiggly, wiggly, sister, I got to make sure it's not flesh.
Amen.
I got to go beyond it and see if the spirit's behind that.
Yes.
And the more the spirit gets, he'll get more. Oh, yeah. He'll get more careful.
Yeah.
He'll calm you down.
Amen.
Amen.
He'll destroy the works of the flesh.
Yes.
You know how many years I work with people who worship God in the flesh.
Sure.
I talked to a young man down by Craig's house the other day. He's a young black fellow. And I told him about how I knew I'd go to black church and white church. I said, you know why black and white folk can't worship together? He looked at me and said, that's because they can't clap together.
Amen.
Their music is contrary.
Yeah.
Country music or rock music. It don't fit.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
And now you're not expecting that I deal with you. I said, well, the Bible says clap your hands. Well, now, if you was in a white church, a black boy, and your blackness was ruling you, and not the Spirit, I said, here's how you would clap. White folk don't clap like that. They go like this. You can't tell the difference? Sure enough, if I tell you all to clap and you both clap differently, then you can't clap together, can you?
Amen. Amen.
Bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
You don't follow me, do you?
Yeah.
See, black worship, white worship, Spanish worship.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
They got churches up there. Syria, I was surprised. Allentown, Pennsylvania has one of the largest Syrian populations in America. And they're all Christians.
Yeah.
And they don't like what we're doing about bringing these other Syrians. They're all Christians now. Huh? But they don't sing like American Christians. They go and have their own form of their own worship. We have a Syrian Christian church. African Methodist Episcopal Church, a Nazarene Church, an Apostolic Church. Some of you folk, if I took you to an old-fashioned Apostolic Church, you wouldn't fit in at all, because the old Apostolic Church were very demonstrative.
Glory.
You hear that guy sing that one song from the Apostolic Church?
Yes.
Huh? Nobody remembers him?
Oh, yeah.
How do you say it?
For me. He's nailed to the cross for
me. He gets to tell everybody, say, for me!
For me!
Come on, say, for me!
For me!
Well, that would offend a lot of folk who don't want to say for me.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
They don't mind saying for you.
Yeah, right.
He died for you. No, he died for me.
Amen.
Big difference. Big difference.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
What? You don't mean he died for you? Well, you can get yourself in on that too. All you gotta do is say for me.
That's
all you gotta do. You can include yourself in the me. I'm gonna give it a whirl. He was nailed
to the cross for me.
Hold it. For what reason? For your sins.
Thank you, Lord.
I glory in that cross. For me. Oh, hallelujah. And then when I meet you and you have persuaded me he died for you, now we have fellowship. Hallelujah. Now we have strength. Now we have oneness. Or is he a different he?
No.
Same heat.
Amen. Same.
Same one that saved a black man, not because he's black, because he's a sinner.
Praise the
Lord.
Oh, what a preacher.
What a preacher.
But that would hurt you so much, huh? Oh, who's going to puff you up? Well, I'll tell you what. Every time I get puffed up, one of you guys do real well punching my little balloon.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
I'd recommend you stop doing it.
Amen.
I recommend you save yourself from your own iniquity.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing to know our brothers and sisters by the Spirit of God. Know no man after the flesh. Because you'll have to turn your nose up at his stick and he'll turn his nose up at your stick. But the Spirit of God doesn't stick. You get it fresh every morning. You have to lift on yesterday's because it breeds worms. See, if you knew the scripture, you would know what I'm doing. But you don't know the scriptures. Don't you know this religious system has bred worms, army worms, caterpillars? Go back and see the worm they had. God said, I'm going to restore to you the ears that the caterpillar, the palmer worm, the canker worm, this great army that I let come among you. These spirits that I let come to bite you. And you got almost dying of every storm. He gave us, my God, my Lord, have mercy. I came back to the radio room yesterday after talking to you down there. I said, God, I'm going to do it again. I heard you say when I was in the prison house, none saith restore. I said, I want you to know there is one who cries out, restore! Joy.
Amen.
Does anybody remember when you had a real experience of joy?
Yes.
It is joy unspeakable. All you can do is show it, couldn't you? Now, the reason I'm talking about Jerusalem is because of the way it's written and what's going to take place. And that's why I get comments from Brother Freddie, because the man, every time he sends me a comment,
hallelujah,
it has to do with Jerusalem, because he's heard me say, keep your eyes on Jerusalem.
Amen.
Have you?
Yes.
How about the Jerusalem that's in your brother? When you see that Jerusalem surrounded by demon spirits. We're at the verge of the abomination being committed. How close are you at committing the abomination where God leaves you alone?
That's right. Amen.
Your house
is
left unto you.
Your house.
Desolate.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Oh, desolation. Emptiness. Frustration.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hopelessness.
Glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know how desolate you people are? Because you've been building your own house. I had God tell that to me again the other day. He said, son, I told you. Except the Lord builds a house. He that builds. He says, you spent many years building this house and had to bring it to desolation. He said, I'm taking it away from you and I'm going to build. So I'm going to build my house. I'm going to build my church. And I'm going to pick the material. And if it don't fit, I'll fit, make it fit. I'll plane it down.
Yes, God.
Yeah. Root out, tear down, throw out. Are you building your house, Lord? Yes, sir. Well, cast me not away. Oh no, restore me. Let me be restore me, Lord. I got to place that house, and I'm the only one going to fit. So, but somehow I hold on a little bit. Now you're a little more planing. Making you fit. Well, how would you like to work at making you fit? Got to put you on a planing meal, right?
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Do it, God. You're going to do it, yes? Yes, you're going to do it, God. Do it, God. Hallelujah.
No. All right.
Oh, bless you.
I heard him again. He said, woe be unto you, the ease of Zion. Get up, man. Get to work. I'm tired, but I'm not. But I'm weak. I'll renew your strength. You know, my friends, believe me, I am the best that I am. Demonstrate to you about a man filled with the Spirit, moving in the Spirit, despite his flesh.
Right.
And I don't think you all despise me because of my flesh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
I just don't think you ought to let that hinder you from seeing what God is doing.
Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Glory.
I can't let your flesh move me away from talking to you.
That's right.
I tell you this morning, don't come here.
My Lord.
I meant that.
Right.
And so you know what? Some of you come to that door, it's fight, I'll show him. And you think I don't know that? I can look at your faces. I'll show him.
Jesus. Glory. Oh, thank you for mercy.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord
Jesus.
Glory
to God. Well, if you want to show me something, show me your faith. Because faith is a substance that is hopeful. Well, I sure hope you turn out better than that way. Just keep the faith. Because God will finish what he started. He'll polish it all up. He has begun a good work in you.
Amen.
He will perform. He will finish. He will accomplish it.
Hallelujah.
Some of you folks reject that.
Oh yeah.
Keep your eyes on Jerusalem. Now let me go back again. Peanut brains. Why you keep cutting? This truth of God is so simple, but you've got a complicated mind. Your mind, you're so carnal, it's just peanut brain. It can't grasp the magnitude of what God's saying. Can you imagine a seed being put into a woman's body? Can't really see it.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
No, that's
huh?
That's right.
And all of a sudden, bingo, it grows.
Yes. Oh, glory.
Thank you, Lord. That is so.
Yeah. I heard Jonathan talk about that one time.
Right.
Seeds in the sperm of a man.
Right.
And they, scientists, fellas, will tell you about how many seeds.
Right. Yeah, that's right. You can't
see. Numberless.
Amen.
How many did you say, Jonathan?
200 or 300 million.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
And then only one of them?
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
One of them goes wiggly, wiggly, wiggle.
Thank you.
What,
thank you.
200 million? Can you imagine all 200 million?
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you imagine a woman conceiving all of them?
No.
Oh, no.
I wonder which one was picked.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Got picked out of that 200 million and says, there's Jonathan. There you go.
Glory.
Amen.
Yes,
he picked you out.
Yes.
See, before you were born.
Yes.
Millions of people. But he picked you out. Glory be to God. Yes, you wiggle all the way around till you got into your mother's womb.
Amen.
Holy Ghost. God in Christ. And then he starts to bring you forth. I don't care about how you look at that.
Amen.
Where'd you get that 200 million count?
I read it somewhere.
Can you fathom that?
What am I God? Hallelujah.
And now, 200 million, one of them,
hallelujah,
just one little part of that thing,
ooh,
goes
Jesus,
glory through that mother's
ooh,
body,
yeah,
hits that egg,
ooh,
and the egg receives it, and now it becomes you.
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus. Now, you talk about Almighty God. How the devil tried to mess him up by putting a lot of seed out there, serpent seed. See, a man asked me a question again the other day. He said, how in the world could you say, Brother Branham?
Bless you, Jesus.
Was a man of God when he taught the serpent. And I know what Brother Branham did. See, I know. He did teach the serpent seed. And at first, he did say that it was Satan.
Hallelujah.
Going into eat.
Yes,
well, that's true, but not physically.
Hallelujah.
Just like, I can't believe how you immediately start challenging me. No dinosaurs. Angels did not have sex with the women.
Amen.
They went into the men.
Yeah.
They possessed the men like they're doing today.
Right. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Amen, brother.
Yes. Satan's seed was the word.
Yes.
You've been born again.
Hallelujah.
Not of corruptible seed, which is the word of Satan or the thought of Satan that he puts in your mind, but of incorruptible seed. The word of God. That's what the seed is. That's what Satan's seed is. He's still putting the seed out. He'll put it in your mind and your thought. Why are you resisting that?
Amen.
Is he putting some thought in your mind right now that's contrary to the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Are we in your same devices?
No.
Does it get your mouth to say wrong things?
Yeah.
From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. Well, how do they get to the heart? Through the head? Give no place to the devil.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Don't let him put that in the womb of God in you. Abort it. To get there.
Yes, Lord.
Cast down every
Glory.
I wrote back to the man. I said, look, what happened with Brother Brennan when he taught it was they put it into flesh. They try to understand it by flesh. And he was actually talking about spiritual things.
My Lord.
That the serpent's seed was a serpent was a spirit.
Hallelujah.
An anti-God spirit. Took upon the form of a man too. Just like he's going to take on the form of a man now.
Amen.
And he's actually doing it. I actually read the other day where a man was asking, so what are all these people doing all these crazy things for? Why, they're demon-possessed.
Yes, Lord.
They're demon-possessed.
Yes, Lord.
Have you been told about that?
Yes.
What have you been told?
99.9.
I really want to take up a chair and just throw it at you. I told you, when Satan finally comes down and takes possession of a man, he will already have his people.
Yes.
And he will immediately begin to identify them.
Yes.
And you... if you identify with him immediately as they take the mark of Satan. They're doing with their music. They're joining the politics. They're identifying with Satan. He's insane. He don't have the right mind. You have the mind of Christ. You have the right mind. And if you heard me yesterday, deal with that with the man of the gallery. Oh, did you talk about that yesterday, Brother Dan?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Why the hell are you people? Why don't you just go? You can do it now, please. You wouldn't upset me. You sit there like I didn't say nothing about it. Didn't hear what I said about it. Don't pay no mind to it. A lot of the things about the story of the Galileans is very simple, very shocking. They prayed for Jesus to depart out of their courts. After he just set a man free. But they had lost their hearts. Pigs. That's why God tells me not to cast my pearl to a bunch of swine, because they were not called pigs. They were called swine. And they asked the Lord, since we got to leave this man, can we go into the swine? And he said, yes, sir, go ahead. And they all went out. They went into the swine. And they ran violently, violently. That didn't kill the spirits. It just killed the swine. Them demons come right out. And whenever Satan enters into you, he's entering into your swine. Your swine nature. your human nature, your pig nature, your goat nature.
Oh, God. Help me, Jesus.
That's why God said, stop casting your pearl before these swine.
Hallelujah.
I'm giving you a beautiful revelation this morning. You're just a bunch of swine and you turn and rend me? You turn and bite me and devour me? And you think you're right for doing it? Don't catch your pearls to swine. For they will. Has anybody ever turned on me at all around here? On your brother and sister?
My Lord.
Hello?
Yes,
no wonder you can't get the truth because you got too much swine. I cast a pearl to you. Give that which is holy to a dog and he bites your hand. I think what every one of you or us should cry from the depths of our soul. Created me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Because after escaping the corruption and the pollution we learned from the world, right now we go back to the same method.
Yes.
Look how the world judges it. Look how stupid they are. I read this tonight again about another man that they turned loose out of jail for 30 years. The man's not guilty. No justice in our land.
No.
I read the other day when they turned a woman teacher loose for having sex with a stump, and she didn't get no jail at all. Then they turned right around with somebody else and give her 40 years in prison. There's just no justice.
No.
None at all.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah, true.
Amen.
Why should God bring you before your little court? Because you'll condemn the just.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Every person in this place is just.
Amen.
You are justified freely. So what kind of judgment are you going to make on them? Are you going to condemn them just?
All right, now. Oh, Jesus.
You also be judged sinners. But we don't condemn sinners. We don't condemn the just. And we don't mess with the ones who are unjust. We just let them be unjust still. See how little you people understand me?
Yes, Lord. Glory. Oh, yes, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Now, you've heard me talk about Jerusalem. I put two scriptures together and I emphasize when you see. Because when that was spoken 2,000 years ago, it was impossible for man to see Jerusalem.
Amen.
At that time.
Amen.
So God's telling us that the time going to come. He's writing to the whole world, to the church everywhere, Africa, China, to keep your eyes on Jerusalem. Why? Because you're going to see. That's why old Brother Frederick got so excited the other day when he, right now, they're doing it right now. They are putting video cameras around the temple mount. What for? They already had recorders there. We hear the voices. I heard some of them Jews go to that thing and pray.
Yes, sir.
I heard some of the Muslims go to the temple and pray. We could see them. Now, in order to bring peace, they decide they're going to put the canvas up, and then they'll send the peacekeeping force now, and you'll see them. You'll see. Go look at all the pictures about the Bible and see what you see. You tell me why. Now you don't know. You're just a bunch of damn fools. You don't know nothing at all. Not only in Patrick over there, Molly, was it?
Right, Molly, yesterday.
Again, who do you think was there? The Secret Service there. What, you're already there waiting for this to come up? Our military there? If Molly, or whatever they call it? Well, where in the world's that?
Amen.
Everywhere we find violence and trouble, you'll find the American influence there, who initiated it, who sets it up, who's using it. That's what they mean by a false flag. You understand? The 9/11 was a false flag. They used it as a pretense to start the war in Iraq that had been planned and prepared for. Now they use it, Paris and this terrorist now, as a false flag to get all the people who want to back them up as they go out here against all these opposing.
Yes.
Amen.
They still don't understand it. I'm looking right through. A false flag.
Right. Yes,
see, it's dangerous. Yes. We got to do something.
Yep. Yep.
And this is what we're going to do. Now the whole got the people behind him.
Right.
That's what the Pearl Harbor was.
Right.
A false flag.
Amen.
The Japanese, we were not at war with them.
Right.
We were not at war. Just like we've never been at war with Syria.
Amen.
They don't even have a military. They're no threat to us.
Right.
They don't even have a military.
Right.
So we had to create a situation whereby we can overthrow, because they determined to overthrow these heads.
Yeah.
And they're still doing it.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When they commit the truth that they're talking about, they're going to put them in Iraq. And, and they're going to get us in a war with Putin and Iran. And false flag.
Yeah,
amen.
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 All because of Jerusalem.
Amen.
My Lord Jesus.
It doesn't trouble you folks like that, does it? Doesn't trouble you.
Jesus.
Well, I don't see what that has anything to do with my salvation, Brother Stair.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
I don't see why I have to live like this. I mean, come on. And how do we live? Take the same command that God gives you and apply it to somebody else that don't even live like this.
My Lord.
You like the one I gave you the other day? That God gave you a long time ago?
Jesus.
And you mock me when I do it? If I do it right now, I can just see you getting ready. He said, be content.
Hallelujah.
With such things as you have.
Amen.
Now those are the same words that are spoken to God's people.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, those Syrian Christians ought to be content.
Yes.
They're going through tribulation, just like you.
Amen.
Boy, is tribulation going to bring you some content? When you're in tribulation.
Yes.
Patient in tribulation.
Amen.
Glory in tribulation.
Amen.
Too much tribulation.
Amen.
Be well.
Amen.
You think you're going to enter in without it?
No.
So when you finally see it, what are you going to do? When you finally realize you're in it, won't be long now. Don't blame me for your long, sad looks. You think I'm going to turn around and say, go ahead and do what you want to do? I'm going to keep on standing right in your face.
All
right. You people ain't doing right the way you received me.
Glory.
You're just not doing right.
Glory.
Yeah, well, if I find somebody else, I will keep on looking for somebody.
Hallelujah.
To warn you to flee from the wrath to come. Anybody know which one I'm trying to warn you from?
The wrath of Satan.
The wrath of Satan.
Right.
That's what I was telling God the other day when he paused. He said, got to get ready. So any time now the Lord will come and take us to heaven, I said, no, the people got to get ready for the tribulation that will make you ready for the coming of the Lord. Why can't we get it right? Making the people ready. me, Lord. I got to get to those two other points, Father, if I can just get past this this contending spirit, this obnoxious demon that rises up in these people's hearts and minds. God, you promised that you would deliver me from evil, from their evil thoughts and their evil surmises. I got to be delivered from it, God, because they keep putting a blind on me, and I know I should do it. I know me. They think they know me. I know me. They can't tell me nothing about me that I don't know. You already told me. But there's one thing you told me before anything else I was told, that I was a chosen vessel. Before I was born, you knew what I was, good or bad, right or wrong. Oh, these little gods. These little gods.
Oh, Lord. Oh, bless you. Bless you, God.
Hallelujah.
Bless you,
God. Oh. I want you to understand how close this is. And when that was first spoken, you did not know what it was referring to.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It was actually preaching the way of the coming of Christ.
Jesus.
And then I came and said, wait a minute. What we got to deal with is the closing of the door to put us in the ark and shut us there so that we will be ready at the coming of Christ. That's what the tribulation's all about.
Yeah.
Going to try your faith.
Yeah.
So when Jesus comes, he will find people whose faith has been tried.
Yeah.
Waiting on him.
Yeah.
Everything you trust is going to be taken away in tribulation.
Yeah.
Your money, your family, your friends,
yeah,
your dignity.
Yeah.
It's all going to be taken away.
Yes,
Lord.
Now stay in the ship. What a fellowship. If we walk in the light, I want you to know how close this is. That's light. How very close. Close what? The door. I'm very persuaded that the next major event, which is going to come suddenly, the door is going to shut. Or don't you think the door was shut on the ark? Or don't you think the door was shut in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, not his.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to start picking you out personally.
Yes.
You keep sitting and defying me with your looks. I'm going to throw you out of here.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, so you're going to play that game on me, huh? You can't do that. You really want to put it to the test? Huh? Well, I'll tell you what. I really won't even have to. You keep having that spirit on you, it'll take you out.
Right.
That's the kind of spirit Troy had. That kind of spirit. Did I have to put him out? That's the kind of spirit Ann had. Did I have to put her out? And a lot of you folks thought they were right because they had something on me. And I'm telling you, you have nothing on me. Do you agree with that? Or should we get you all somewhere and get you together and see what you say about what you got on me?
Huh?
I'll tell you what I got on me. I got the over
righteousness.
Did you sell a car yet, John? Give me your money. Don't give it to me. I don't want to hear. Give me your money. You know why? You can give it to me. You can trust me.
That's right.
I don't need it.
Amen.
But I promise you, if I get you a car, it'll be one you can run.
Amen.
That one won't break you down.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I do have one fixed up now that we can let you have. And they promise you it'll go at least to the border. And since you're not going to drive to the border.
Oh, glory.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you.
Oh, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, brother. Hey, mechanic boy. What did I ask you about the cars?
Oh, Jesus.
I said, so anytime we need one.
Yeah,
and I'm not selling a car. Sure I did. I said, give me the money.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, now, Buster, if I give you the money, will I get a car? Maybe. Maybe not. If you're going to give it for that purpose, forget it.
Wrong purpose.
Don't give grudgingly. Give cheerfully. Don't expect to receive anything in return.
Amen.
That's true giving.
Amen.
The Bible tells you that.
Amen.
Tells you that.
Amen.
Give and don't hope to receive anything.
Amen.
Anything.
Cheerfully.
Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
It's in the book.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory God. Yes, Lord God Almighty. Yes, Lord. Praise
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, tough guy, ain't I?
You can be.
But it's not a hard toughness. It's just I stick right to it. You think I'm going to do wrong?
No.
By him or his wife?
No.
I've been dealing for years about those two back there. I don't know what the hell to do. They started gardening, they didn't really work on it too long. They get tired. Give you a new place to live. Clean it up. Put you in. Took care of your little old complaint about how you needed a bathroom. My God, it's 25 feet away.
You
don't sleep there. Probably in some other country there's no bathroom.
Bless you, Jesus.
You must stare. I've been in an accident. Please help me.
Lord,
then he showed me his picture. His name is Samuel. Dr. Samuel. He's a pastor from India.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I quit helping him a long time ago. Once in a while, I send him a little bit.
Yeah.
And just as soon as I do, then he pulled that shenanigan on me.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, he's in bad shape now.
Yeah.
I can help him now. Can you please pay for my operating cost?
Oh.
My medical bill over here is so high, and I ain't got no money.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I tried to tell him years ago that his operating costs were already paid.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
right.
You operate in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
It's already paid for.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Whenever you come to a condition where you need faith, you already got it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He prepared you for these times.
Yes.
The tribulation. We got it. We got the faith.
Hallelujah.
We're looking forward to it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless you. Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Wait a minute. 20 American cities?
No.
I just heard the other day where the FBI and the CIA have determined that there are sleeper cells already.
Sure.
You know what a sleeper cell is?
Yes, sir.
That somebody's been living in America as an American, but he was sent here and trained for a day when they pull the plug and they wake up.
Yes, sir.
And boy, are they going to wake up America.
Amen.
They're here already.
Amen.
Might be one or two here.
Yeah, there you go.
I believe that.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Might be a Judas right here. Boy, oh boy, Omar, you got the profile of a terrorist. Come from the Middle East.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And boy, you be sleeping? Well, I'm glad I woke you up.
Hallelujah.
I wake you up to righteousness.
Hallelujah.
How you like that one?
Glorious. All right.
Hallelujah.
Are you a violent man? Ooh, no. I saw you take me on, boy. When I laid hands on you, whoa, were you strong. God. No?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
But we're subduing it.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Got your new pair of shoes to wear.
Praise the Lord.
So you can walk in a path of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
People don't see things like that, do they? They don't see it like that. Yeah, he came to me one day and he says, can I polish your shoes? You know, those right there. Well, I'll tell you the truth, be all right, but even though he polished them, I still got trouble with them.
Oh, yeah.
See, I wore down the...
Yeah, wore down on one side. Yeah.
Now, anybody know why I bought them shoes? Why?
Because of your foot.
No. Because they're easy to put on and off. See, the other one I got to reach over. For me to bend over and tie shoes is a chore. A real chore. My foot don't want to work right. My legs cramp up. My back hurts.
Amen.
I had a pair of brand new shoes that somebody bought me. Those little black ones. But I had a time. So I went out and I bought me another pair. You know, just slip them on. And you know, one of the things, when Sister Stair was here, you know what she would do? She'd help me put them shoes on. She'd reach down. How beautiful are the feet? Well, there they are. So that's what Omar wants to do. He wants to make them beautiful again. Right, Omar? Look how nice you clean them up. Anybody remember how they used to look?
Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Edward. Yes. We had them shoes down that place all along.
I think they came from John.
I don't care where he came from.
Hallelujah.
Where who came?
Oh,
Jesus. I better not do that again. Well, I can do one other thing with it. I can order that it all get put out front, or take down to Goodwill. We'll get rid of them. They'll clean them up.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And then you'll go to Goodwill and buy them, huh?
Hallelujah.
Oh, we are something else, people. We really are. Now, we're on the verge. I talked to you about selling the structure. Now let's go back and look at the two events which God called to take place. Remember, Babel, Sodom and Gomorrah, and Noah's Day all took place right in the first book. As God declares the end in the very beginning. So now we're dealing with Babel. We're also dealing with Sodom and Gomorrah. We're never going to see it take place like Noah's Day. Because what God promised in Noah's day, he would not destroy all flesh.
Amen.
Again.
Amen.
That's what the rainbow is all
about. Amen.
Boy, you hear me again?
Yes, sir, brother.
I hear you, man.
Because in this time of Noah's day, he's going to cut the days short.
Hallelujah.
So that all flesh... Remember the declaration?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes. All flesh, he said, is corrupted before me. He agreed with him. I said, I will destroy him. I will destroy all of them.
Hallelujah.
And then by grace, he said, now Noah,
oh, God.
You wicked flesh, you're just like everybody else. All have sinned.
Amen.
All have come short. But you, Noah, you have found grace. I have found, I looked at you in grace. And you know I'm going to deem righteous. You're righteous, Noah. Now whatever you do from now will be righteous. You build that boat. They don't believe it's righteousness.
No, they make fun of it.
What are you doing, Noah? I'm doing right.
Amen.
For what? Like God told me to.
Hallelujah.
What, to build a boat like this?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I took the plans over to the shipmasters over there. They said this thing won't flow.
Oh, glory to God.
See, I remember a major study was done by that by the major shipbuilders. Mm-hmm. And they tell you that ark would not have floated. They say, you put that ark in the water, it'll turn right over. That's what they say. You know, like there's dinosaurs. That's what they say. I mean, 10 million years ago, that's what they say. Put it to the astrologers, put it to the scientists. See what they come up with.
Yes.
Why are you mocking me? When you sit there in ignorance, that's mockery. Be not ignorant. Understand. Here, listen. So you got a perspective of what's going on.
Yes, Lord.
We'll never see the destruction that took place like it did in Noah's day. Because God put a rainbow in the sky. And he gave a promise.
Amen.
Well, we're not going to see that kind of destruction because God gave us a promise.
Right.
And that promise is wrapped up in we, which are alive. Not dead. Now, that's not going to prevent those that are dead. But we're not going to prevent them. No. My God, people, don't you realize that this is what God brought us here to keep us alive? Keeping us alive. The Lord has kept me alive.
Lord.
Bless you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
He wept over Jerusalem. He declared in Noah's day that all flesh had been corrupted through man. So therefore, it grieved me to my heart that I made him. So I will destroy man whom I have created. And he did it. He did it. Even Noah was taken off the earth.
Absolutely.
Because even he still had some corrupt flesh.
Amen.
He went right through the flood. When he came out, the corruption started right over again.
Amen.
In order to fulfill his word that I would destroy man from off the face of the earth, he had to lift Noah up.
Amen.
Into an ark.
Amen.
So he went destroy.
Amen. Amen.
You're not going to get excited over that? He's going to lift us up. We're going to leave him in the air. And he's going to destroy. God has somebody to lift up alive and remain. Don't look at me like that. And
we
shall lie and remain until that wasn't good for Paul's day.
No.
That wasn't written for Paul's day. The only thing was written with that for Paul's day, the dead in Christ. Says you're not going to present you folks. It's going to be a lot of men at the end of time. You're not going to prevent all those who died before you because they're over there waiting for the same day. Wow! Come on! Come on, child! What picked you out, Julia? Huh?
Thank you, Father.
The other day, I saw a little article that talks about names that's not being used anymore. Amen. Julia was one of them. Oh. Now, Anna's pretty popular.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Naomi's a nice name. Yeah. Just take it. Yeah. Just take Naomi. You ought to go back and study about Naomi. Yeah. Wow, she was some girl, wasn't she? Naomi? Mm-hmm. Go on, Zacchaeus. Come on down, Zacchaeus. Salvation's coming to your house. Oh, you insulted him. Mm.
No.
Because Zacchaeus was a wee little man.
Amen.
He climbed up in a tree to see. He got up and hid himself in the branches because he wanted to see Jesus. But he didn't know that Jesus was going to see him, did he? Jesus came walking along, stopped right under that tree and said, "Hey, Zacchaeus! Come on down, boy! What a beautiful description. Yeah, Zacchaeus, come on down. He lifted himself up too high, didn't he? If the Lord would have looked up to see him, he wouldn't have seen Jesus either because he looked too high. I want to see Jesus. Well, come on down.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Come on down. So you have to look up.
Because
you're not going to see him looking down. So get down, Lord. The only way you can look is look up. Lift up your head. Look up. Look up. Lift up your head. Look up for your redemption. Your redemption, John. When you see these things, when you see Jerusalem, the next thing you're going to see is the abomination that maketh desolate. Whosoever readeth, when you see the abomination and you're watching it take place now, now you know you're getting close to the tribulation. Because the tribulation, you look like God left you.
Look like.
Where's God? Your family's going to ask you, where's your God? Your wife's going to ask you, where's your God? You should have said, "Hey, where's your God?"
My Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
Jesus.
Oh. Andrew asked me to say, "How do you feel?" He asked me if I felt top heavy. I said, "Yeah, I feel." He said, "So do I." He's not as old as me.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
How old are you, Andrew?
75.
I remember that year. That's when I started to realize, 75 was close to 77.
Oh,
amen. Yeah, Elijah mocked him, didn't he? Call on your God, he said.
Amen.
You're trusting your own self. Go ahead, call on your God.
Glory, Lord.
Surely the God that answered my prayer, that settles the whole issue, doesn't it?
My Lord. My Lord. Glory.
Well, even that was sad, wasn't it? Can we get all done? The people cried, "The Lord is God." And then just a few days later, they went back to following the Baal God.
Lord,
I haven't told you. You saw me run. You saw that spirit of Jezebel get on me till I ran, screamed and hollered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sit back there one day and God said, "Call on your God. You weren't trusting your own."
Yeah,
so I got on and I yelled at God and I screamed and hollered. He didn't answer me.
Right here.
Right here was the spot. Right in front of all my brothers and sisters, I was railing at God. How in the world did I get through that?
My Lord, thank you, God.
When I found out the God I was hollering at, he ain't going to answer.
My Lord, God.
So I had to start calling on the one true God who called me.
My Lord, God. Oh, God.
And he answered.
Oh.
Amen.
He might even use you to help answer me. You can say yes or no.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
But my advice is let it be yay.
Hallelujah.
Or let your nay be nay.
Hey.
One or the other. Let's get this thing settled.
Amen. Amen. My heart can be between two opinions.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Now today, Brother Frederick said me something else about Israel. Why are they? God said, by determination.
Yeah,
it is. This is by determined long before you were born. Long before.
Yes, God.
This is what I determined.
Yes, God.
Do what?
Gather
what?
All.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached as well to every, is the word every a supposition for all?
Yes.
If I get every, will I get them all?
Yes.
If I get them all, will I get every?
Yes.
I was talking to a young man the other day, I told you about, and I quoted that scripture. And I told him how many people have come to our website. This is down at the lawyer's office because he heard me quote that scripture. And I said, you know, on our website you will see our nation counter. You click on it and it will tell you how many nations have contacted us or came to us. It might just be one person. Why the hell all you people become enlightened? Why do I go say something and right away your eyes get all confused? When Jesus even said that, there were how many nations?
Right.
And there was no way for every nation to hear.
Amen.
Good
Lord.
Amen.
What God has brought in this last 100 years is amazing.
Glory.
Astonishing.
Glory.
Shocking.
Yes, Lord.
Until these men today believe they're God.
Yeah.
I just read the other day when a scientist says we can now achieve immortality.
Yeah.
We'll manipulate your DNAs.
Sure. That's what they do.
We'll put something in you that will control your mind.
Yeah.
Keep your heart beating.
Right.
Won't need nothing of man at all.
Yeah.
And what did God say? No, he said, go to.
Yeah.
Say, whatever it gave.
Yep. Nothing shall be.
See, God knows what he put in man.
Oh, yes,
he
do.
He put a creative spirit in man.
Yes.
He put an ability in man.
Yes.
An ability to believe, so whatever they believe.
Nothing shall be restrained.
Whatever they believe, these guys believe they're going to do it.
Amen.
They got prototypes.
Absolutely. They sure do.
You sisters are in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
They got some robots that make you look like a soft skin, nice lips, soft voices, nice, soft, little old robot woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
at your pleasure, sir.
Right. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
They do have it. Amen.
They got even men like that.
Yeah,
nice tall men.
Cyborgs. Amen, brother. You got it.
They're not doing it.
No,
They've got it.
That's right.
They're
doing it right now.
In fact, the other day, some of the guys were so upset because they say when you come out, these robot women's going to destroy the pornography trade.
Yeah.
Why would somebody want to go look for pornography when they go get themselves a nice little?
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Jesus.
See, your mind don't even comprehend that, do you?
Yeah.
See, and I can't talk to you because you're not even a bear. They will tell you that sex itself is nothing but mental. It has nothing to do with the physical. And that's true with you. Wicked imaginations? What do you imagine?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's what it is.
These guys got the mind of Satan.
Oh, yeah.
And Satan believes and trembles.
Amen.
He says, see what I believe, but I know what I believe and I can bring it about. But I know God's not going to go along with that, so he trembles. He trembles. I'm going to make man. Okay, you make him, but boy, you got Satan. You make your own man, your own woman, your own. You try to take my place, huh?
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And he got the whole world to agree. Let us make a man. We'll make a man in our likeness. Jonathan talked about the other day about the image. That's what the image of the beast. Make him in our image.
Yes, he did.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Give life to the image of the beast.
One of the biggest things going on now is making transgender clothes for a man so he looks like a woman.
Yeah, amen, brother. Yeah. Amen.
I saw a guy the other day was a transgender. Cut his legs off. He did it.
Wow. Yeah.
So since I was 7 years old, I just didn't like my legs because they're not the kind of legs I wanted.
Yeah, amen.
How important is a leg to a woman?
Oh, God.
Huh? So he cut him off. He actually cut him off, and he was talking with a guy because I didn't like my body the way it was. And he said, well, did you cut the other part off too?
Yeah, right.
And the guy said, no, I couldn't do that one.
Yeah, amen, brother.
Oh, he could have, but...
Yeah, right. Amen.
He was going to make himself a woman.
Right. Yeah, amen.
And he didn't like the leg because he didn't like a woman's leg.
Yeah, amen.
So went all the literally way. Cut him off. No, literally. Yeah. And he said, don't feel sorry for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
You know, you're talking about the world. This is what we got.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Deface the body. Destroy it. Mark it up.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You can't hardly see a person in the industry out there without... come with tattoos. And that's the reason why I tell you that the mark of the beast will be like a tattoo. Because it's forbidden to mark your body like that.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. You don't see an athlete at all without it. Amen, brother.
Or even movie stars.
Movie stars, yeah.
They're covering their body with tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
The whole world's going to be tattooed soon.
Amen.
And you take their mark? A mark. A literal mark.
Hallelujah.
They don't put those tattoos on and hide them.
No.
They use those tattoos to give a message. They want you to see it.
Right. Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
They're marked.
Oh, yeah.
Their body, which is supposed to be the temple of God, they're identifying it as a temple of Satan.
Amen.
They're mocking it.
Yes, Lord God. Oh, thank you for your mercy, God. Oh, yes, Lord.
They present their body to their God, a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
I'll give you riches. I'll give you wealth. You can't hardly believe the kind of wealth these young movie stars are making.
Jesus.
I think one of the youngest ones almost a billionaire.
Right.
Okay.
In just a matter of 2 or 3 years.
Wow. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
You bow down and worship me?
Thank you.
I will give you.
Yes.
I'll give you a new car. I give you a new home. I even give you a new husband. Or a new wife. Our new life.
Oh, Jesus.
But when the devil does that, he trembles.
Yeah.
Especially he's messing with one of God's people.
Yeah.
God said, that's mine, Satan.
That's right.
You see, I got my mark on him.
Yeah.
I put the blood on him.
Hallelujah.
You get away from Satan. Get out of here. Leave him alone. Get the hands. And then how do you resist him? Just by reminding him,
yeah.
I know it was the blood. So we have
Hallelujah.
Noah's day. It will never be like that again.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
all the conditions of people will be the same,
sure,
but God will do different.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And Noah's day destroyed all flesh.
Yes.
When he lifted Noah up in that ark, he got rid of flesh.
Yeah.
I don't think Noah's flesh really wanted to go in there. But he was moving in fear, wasn't he?
Hallelujah.
See, I don't think your flesh really wants to be here. I don't think your flesh kicks about this way of life every chance you get.
Amen.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. That's true.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
So your flesh kills it, doesn't it?
Right.
Takes the joy out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you.
Now, whose side are you on anyway?
Amen.
Are you going to hear the word of the Lord or are you going to hear the word of Satan?
My Lord.
Lord. You do always resist the word of the Lord.
Oh,
what are you telling? Yeah, you're dealing with the final battle.
Hallelujah.
It's 6,000 years to get here.
Hallelujah.
Satan has his thing all planned out. And now you've been told by God, now what you're going to do,
right,
you do it quickly, and the damn fool don't know that God did it on purpose. God to turn the world over to Satan for destruction of the flesh, because God's not a destroyer.
Amen.
But he did make a destroyer.
Yes. Thank you, God.
And Satan
has
been given out of him to make war with the saints.
Yes.
Are you in a war?
Yes.
Hello, Satan.
Amen.
Cheer up, you saints of God. Really, nothing to make you feel afraid. Nothing to make you doubt. Really, nothing. Because what's happening to you is the will of God. Tribulation, trials. God's righteous judgment to you, who he counted. He counts. How about you? Can you count your blessing? He counts you a blessing. Wow. You know you both must love the spirit you're in. Y'all just look at some of your faces. Well, you ain't saying nothing kind. What? I'm not talking kind to you people?
Please the Lord.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, I told you, I don't mock these people when they talk about the destruction of America. And the last couple of days, we've even heard, and ISIS has told us. Yeah. Yeah, Washington, D.C., you're next. New York, you're next. What do you think? You go somewhere in the desert and do it? This judgment has to do with people. So the more people you have, the greater your threat would be. How do we finally get them to get to move against Iraq? We had people being killed all the time, but then one day, one thing, 3,000. How do you get most of them up Paris? One day.
Right, man.
What about the airplane?
Yeah.
This is mass taking them out.
Amen.
Come on!
Yeah,
do you understand? Just a few days ago, right near here, two people died in a little private plane.
Yeah.
You don't hear much about it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Right.
There are people dying in airplanes every day.
Amen.
Why is that one?
Yeah.
Magnitude.
Yeah.
200 and some people in one plane crash?
Right.
With one little bomb?
Right.
Yep.
And how we're struggling. ISIS said we did it. No, not ISIS, because that would mean you'd have to call them what they are.
Right.
Terrorists.
Yeah, we'll point over you, terrorists. Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Since you're all concerned about immigration, why are they allowing just the ordinary Syrians to come in and then block the Christians?
Amen.
If you're a Christian, you can't. They won't let you come in.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why they won't put them up there in Allentown, Pennsylvania, with the largest Syrian population, because they're all Christians. And they came here because they were Christians, and they want to serve God as Christians. And that's what we've done. We think all these people that use the name Christ
are Christians. Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
It's the same. All Christ.
And they don't want to see these.
No.
They don't want to see any more of these Syrians
right.
come over now because they left Syria because they were being cursed as Christian.
Right.
Now you're going to bring them right over here?
Right.
And so they voiced their opinion. We're not for this.
Amen.
There's no way to make them understand. Their minds are so complex.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there's a deliberate effort with all these border crossings to keep out Christians. Purposely.
Yes, Lord.
There's a concerted effort in America to get rid of Christians.
Yes, Lord.
Very much.
Oh, yes.
In every way.
Anti-God. Anti-Christ. Coming in like a flood.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Shall we stand? And when they cry, we're doing this for peace, brother. We're trying to get peace on this earth. We're going to bring those terrorists in here, those people in, let them call themselves what they are, because we want to have peace. And they will come in under the guise of seeking peace. And then by that peace, they will destroy your way of life, destroy your children, destroy your family, blow you right up, walk right in the midst of you.
Yes,
get right next to you and your little children.
Yeah.
And go boom.
Yes, that's what they're going to do.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised, and we have seen that to a degree, that one of the things will be a public school.
Yeah,
but they're actually telling the children how you be careful.
Mm-hmm.
They got the little children saying, that little baby over there, that child over there, that's a Syrian. That could be a potential terrorist.
Yeah.
Now your child got to go to school with that.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Churches.
Hallelujah.
You know, Brother Doug over there is an Armenian.
Mm-hmm.
That's
true.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Comes from the Middle
East. Amen.
You know one of the biggest testimonies that the people from Armenia can talk about?
Mm-hmm.
How these terrorists, wiped out a couple hundred thousand Armenian Christians.
True. Yeah, amen.
All bless you.
Yeah, amen, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
All bless you.
Who wants to trust Armenians today? Turkey.
Turkey
is upset right now because they are persecuting Christians.
Amen.
And they've been related to
the
Armenian genocide that happened 100 years ago.
Hello! And boy, they got so mad when somebody alluded to it.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
I didn't know that, right there. Can I ask you a question? What makes you think because you don't know that I don't know?
Hallelujah.
Well, what can you come and tell me that I don't know about already?
Amen.
Everything I need to know, God's already told me. And I tell you.
Right.
And all I have to do at the time.
Right.
Ask God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory. Bless you, Jesus.
Destruction's coming.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then if you heard me preach the other day, I told you how God said he appointed terror.
Right.
That one of the things at the appointed time would be terror.
Yes.
This is the appointed time. This is the last time.
Right.
So at this time, he said, I point unto you terror.
Right.
And then the 91st Psalm said, now don't you be afraid of the terror. That what? Say it. You don't know what I'm after. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror that cometh during the night season. We're in the night season.
Hallelujah. Glory, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Tear on every side, dark. I didn't see that coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes,
Lord. I heard a man say the other day, he said, so much terror. He said, you're afraid to go to the store? You're afraid to drive down the street? There's neighborhoods in America now where it's dangerous to go to a Walmart. It's dangerous to go to a restaurant. It's dangerous.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Aren't you glad you don't have to?
Amen.
You don't be afraid of the terror come to this 19 because you're not in the night.
Hallelujah.
You're in the light. Saying things like that would just pick your heart up, knowing how you're gonna have to. Come on, tribulation.
Yes, Lord.
You've given me faith all these years.
Yes, Lord.
To live. Now let my faith work when I die.
Amen.
Lord bless you. Go in peace.
Oh, you had trumpeted Zion. Sound the alarm. Imolokosaya. What a foolish thing to do, to send an old man so uncouth, huh? So unlearned and so unpersonable. Honey dripping as he eats the honey and the... What an unholy way to present a prophet of God, huh?